Come on, that station's 456. You're sounding good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Can you copy?
Yeah, this is 456. Yeah, I give you about a 9 out of 10. I mean, I'm only on a handheld. I got a TID radio H8 I'm talking on currently. I think it's pushing about 7 or 8 watts.
Oh, lots of power.
Okay, can you do a favor? What's that? Try it again. Mine is WIUG. My name is Jack, by the way.
All right, Jack. My real name is Matt, and usually I'm in Akron, Ohio, a little on the outside edge of it, a little tiny town called Springfield Lake, and I have a repeater out there that is currently publicly open, and half the time the GMRS live feed works. And as I was explaining to some other people here, and you know, I was poking around, thought I'd see what the local GMRS had, since you guys have a lot more repeaters than what I have.
Well, they got them all, don't they? Not fair. Ohio doesn't hardly have any.
Well, that was one thing I noticed when I started getting into this, and that was why I set up mine. And you know, love to go bigger and more power, but you know, sometimes the wallet says where you can and can't go.
I paid $39 for this radio.
A wise man once told me that your money is best spent on your antenna.
Make it tough if you don't have a radio.
Copy that, Dan.
They're giving these commercial radios away.
Yeah, that was why I picked up the couple of Motorolas that I have. I've got a couple of 40 watts, one in my truck, and I've got a 25 watt in my camper. My repeater's made up of two 40 watt radios, and it does fairly decent, but my biggest thing is my antenna is not taller than the trees.
I got mine up about 7 feet now. I don't think you need them up high if you're going across water.
5 feet, and like I said, for the most part, about 20 miles is all I get.
That's pretty good.
It's not too bad. I mean, I did buy a Comet DB9 something for an antenna. I forget what the exact model number is, but it's in the GMRS range. It's like 15 feet tall almost.
There's a repeater by me that's out in the woods, and it only does 10 miles at the most. So 20 miles is pretty good.
Yeah, this is WSDL 627. It's been a pleasure, gents. I gotta fly, so I'm out.
Have a good one, 627. Dan said that.
Yeah, enjoy
the 27. Catch you later. Nice talking to you. We'll talk some other day. And don't be afraid to talk to me. WIUG 48. My name is Jack, by the way. Roger.
I think he has left the building.
Station
456. Station 456.
Are you still available?
Came back to you, Jack.
No problem, anytime. Anytime you like. I don't mind talking to anybody. We'll talk to you a little bit later, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. Station 456, you still available?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's that go sign again, please?
WRUA 456.
And you have a good evening, sir, and have a good vacation, and anytime you like to talk, I'll be more than welcome to talk to you. My name is Jack, and I'm from Rochester Hills, WIUG 48. Over.
Not a problem, man. Like I said, I'm going to be hanging out here about 2.5-3 weeks or so here, and I do scan and listen to a lot of stuff when it's around and available. If I catch a break, I'll gladly shout out to you.
You got it. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
You have a good one, and we'll catch you later. This is a Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 in Lorain, Ohio. I'm the old retired railroad engineer out here west of Cleveland. You have a good one. We'll catch you later. Sounding good in Lorain, Ohio.
Copy that, Lorain, Ohio, up here in Kent, Michigan. I hear you all the way up here where I live in Owasso, Michigan, up there between Flint and Lansing.
Roger that. I got a great big radio. Now, what kind of radio you got? You on a handheld or a mobile? It looks like I lost you.
Yeah, I think you might have lost him there. He came in a little staticky, but maybe he's driving somewhere.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Tell you what, for 3 days I've been on this this stuff, and this is amazing to me.
Yeah, well, as you know, sitting down there in Lorain, there, even where I'm at in Akron, there, it's kind of dead, and you know, I would love to get the coverage you're getting. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm about a block and a half from the lake over here, and I should be able to talk across to Cleveland. Cleveland's only 30 miles away, but I never hear anybody on there.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of repeaters. I know they've been around a little while. They're like not even listed anymore. And I think some of them are just ghosts and former shells of what they used to be some days.
There's supposed to be one in Lakewood and one in Parma and one in Mansfield, but I haven't been able to get any of them.
I know technically one of the ones, I don't remember if it's Lakewood or Parma, there was one that was actually registered to a school district. It's been grandfathered in because they've been using the frequency for decades. It is not a regular GMRS repeater for open conversation.
I've heard buses on some of the radios I had before.
Yeah, like I said, there's one of those stations that's out that way. It's all bus traffic. It's owned by the school district, and they've had that frequency for decades. They're one of those last outs from when you could still run a business on the GMRS channel.
Yeah, they must have had that for a while. Doc knows about that stuff. I'm new to this stuff. I'm just getting the hang of it.
You're out that direction somewhere that I guess isn't well trafficked at this point.
Say again.
Didn't I hear you say something about a newer repeater out that way that doesn't have a whole lot of traffic on it yet? It's too new to have everybody know about it.
Now that's let me see. I got it written down here somewhere, but I think it's a 275 repeater or something like that. It's about a quarter of a mile away from me, and it's in the middle of the woods, and it's I doubt if it gets out more than 10 miles because it's right in the middle of the woods.
Well, I know from some of the other repeater users that way, it's probably like mine. Yeah, it exists, but there's very few people who use it because it doesn't have a lot of coverage.
I'll be using the heck out of it now that I have the tone to it.
WRUA 456. Yeah, I understand. Like I said, sadly, I think the coverage area on that is probably going to be its biggest downfall for most users. I know it seems to be for mine. There's very few people around that use GMRS, and I know for a while I had mine doing a voice ID, telling people how to get into it and everything, and I had a couple people that definitely found it, but not everybody would get, or there's just not that much activity out there.
I don't care if this one gets out very much. I'm just a quarter mile away from it, and I'm gonna use it anyway.
I can understand that, and for some of us who go that extra mile to put one up, you know, we're glad somebody's getting some use out of it, other than just, in my case, you know, talking with family or whatever. But, you know, I put mine up to try to bring some voices for those who are out there going, yeah, there's really nobody to talk to. But, got a couple of areas that people do have a specific channel that they talk simplex across neighborhoods or whatever.
If you get out 20 miles, you're doing pretty good. All these places around here, there's woods everywhere over here, so it's hard to get out anywhere.
Richfield. I can hear it. I can barely hit it from my house. But if I go about 2 miles down the road, I can hear that thing all over the place across about 3.5 counties.
Yeah, with my HPs, I can only get about a mile through these trees. I can't talk anywhere on the HPs.
Go ahead, 659.
Alan.
You gotta wait just a minute before you tee up, otherwise it gets cut off. Yeah, just wait a minute after you tee up, and you won't get the front of it cut off. Oh, well, lost him again, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, when that happens. You know, I see these commercials all the time saying that GMRS goes a lot farther than CB. Well, you know, I like GMRS, but I've talked to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America, all around the world, and I don't think these will go that far.
Well, I can say that there's definitely some potential for GMRS to go a different but yeah, as far as I think whatever the frequency is or the atmosphere, right, I think that's its biggest hindrance, if I'm not mistaken. Some of my technical study that I've done, it's more about what floats through the air the easiest.
And the biggest thing is not having anything in the way between two radios, like going across the lake here. There's, I don't think there's a single tree out there.
I mean, if you got a good spot, you got a good spot. But, you know, like I said, my area is all trees.
Mine is too, but I'm backed up against the lake, so I can transmit toward the lake.
Yeah, I think if I had a place in your position there, I would get myself a beam and rotor and see what other stuff you could really point yourself out there for. But I'm weird like that. I do that. I know when sometimes the atmospheric conditions are right there. I take a beam, and I've talked to somebody on the Indiana repeater, and that's been pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty cool. I've only been on
I think your opportunity to talk at this distance is fading. I think I caught only about 6 words you were saying. The rest of the time you just had a bunch of static.
I hate when that happens. I say I'm going to build a beam and try that.
All right. right, I was able to capture a little more of that one. My beam is just a three-element one that I got off Amazon. It's about $45, and it does pretty nice directional. I think the furthest I've managed to talk to somebody simplex was about 40 miles at about 25 watts.
Now, other than talking to Michigan, I've only talked a mile with my handhelds because of all these friggin' trees over here.
Yeah, like I said, that would be something, that radio you're talking on now, that would be something I'd hook up to a beam and see how far you could really dial that into some longer distance places.
Now, these old commercial radios are pretty good. This was from the late 70s, early 80s, and these old commercial radios just never quit, you know.
Yeah, what model of radio is that you're talking about? I know you said it's a Motorola, but do you know the model of it?
Oh, it's a Midland 70-530C, as in Bravo.
All right, I'll have to see if I can see if I find one of them somewhere floating around. It might be a fun project to play with.
I think those Kenwoods are easier, and they're definitely brighter. You need a tow truck to carry these radios around.
Big radio doesn't scare me, and considering some of the things I've gotten into programming with these Motorolas, it'd just be another toy to experiment with and play around, see what it does or doesn't do. I'm not afraid.
The big thing is
yeah, none of my Motorolas came with any sort of programming for what I was doing for GMRS. Some of them were set up for ham, some of them had business frequencies on them that have been long out of service or whatever, and I found the stuff, the cables and the software, and did it.
I don't think there's anything that exists out there. I know technicians might have some of that stuff, but I don't think it exists outside of that. Radio is so old.
Yeah, I barely copied that. About the radio being old and possibly needing a technician, but I do know a guy out there somewhere that may have a way to do something, but you're fading out again.
Get out of here.
Not holding the repeater at all. You're just cracking it every once in a while. Anyway, WRUA 456, if I get the chance, I'll try and talk to you again here, man. Otherwise, you have a good night. I'm going to go in and prepare to get ready for the day tomorrow. Hope you have a good evening. And, yeah, if you get a chance to get back on here, I'll try to shout back out to you.
Evening.
WRFD 258 for a signal check. WRFD 258, testing out a new antenna in Kyle for a signal check, please. Just almost hear you. Could you repeat that?
Two 5 8 of WRCY 565, Madison Heights, Michigan, 12 miles north of Detroit. I am copying you loud and clear, sir.
Okay, I appreciate the signal report. I'm trying out a new, it's a GMRS 2 antenna to see if it works on GMRS and ham. Seems to be working pretty good.
I'm sorry I didn't catch the beginning part of your transmission. I was multitasking here. What kind of radio?
I'm on a Anytone radio. Kicking out right now, let's see here, 15, well, probably 16 watts. And I have an antenna that I just bought. It's specifically tuned for GMRS. I was just testing her out.
Copy that. The moment I heard you say any song, I just said, he's got a great radio. You will not be disappointed in that radio at all. I don't use them, but I know a lot of people that do. And for a radio that'll do both GMRS and amateur, it will fulfill your needs. It just depends on what kind of antenna you get. I hear a lot of good things about Nagoya's, and they do make an antenna for an HT that's both GMRS and amateur compatible. So that would be my only recommendation. I'm talking to you on a Motorola commercial radio. An XBR 7550E. Again, it's a commercial radio. I'm on 4 watts and I'm about 12 miles north of Detroit.
I'll tell you, for 4 watts, you are coming in loud and clear, full quiet S8 over here off the repeater.
Yeah, I'm kind of essentially located between the downtown Detroit repeater and the McComb Mount Clemens repeater, but I have a better line of sight to Detroit, and that's why I use it, even though the distance is pretty much the same. But I'm just a Motorola guy, and I have a Wuxon small backup auxiliary radio with a Nagoya antenna on it, and that one does 5 watts. But no, for you said you're up in Clio, and you're definitely making it into whatever repeater you're on. I can't see the hub from here, about 15 feet from my computer, so I can't read what repeater you're talking off of. But you are loud, clear, full quiet. A little scratchy, but nothing really to even bring up.
Okay, well, I really appreciate the signal report, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing. So enjoy your day, and try to stay cool out there. I'm sorry for your call. Mine is WRFB258. Name here is Matt.
I'm just waking up myself. I've been up since 5, but just fumbling around, and I'm just now getting to my coffee. So you have a great day. Name here is Donald. And again, the call sign is WRCY565. And again, I'm located about 12 miles north of downtown Detroit and the Detroit repeater. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you, sir. You do the same. Somebody's being clear.
WRCB544. Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob, up in Sheboygan. This is WRCY565, Donald, down in Madison Heights, 12 miles north of Detroit. It's good to hear that you're out there, and now that we know you're mobile and on the road, I will make sure the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department knows you're on the loose. You have a great day, sir. Enjoy everything, and stay cool. WRCY565, clear.
CY654, I believe you said. Thank you, Donald. Yep, all systems go. You be safe, travel safe, and the best to you and yours. WRZP544, we'll be monitoring. Thank you again, sir.
Aspire WS 5C, standing by.
WRGP 544, Sheboygan County Box, we are monitoring. WSAG 266 monitoring.
WRPB 448 radio check.
Go ahead, radio check. This is K WRFK 359. Dog in the white guy. Come back.
WRPB 448, I don't know if you're responding to my call for radio check or not. Copy?
Yeah, you're the one. You sound pretty good. Where are you located?
located in Holly Township, Michigan. You're coming in a little bit garbled. You might be a little ways from the repeater. I'm new to this.
Well, I'm on a walkie-talkie. I'm sitting in my car. Cooper's just about to pull out. And I'm over here in Wyandotte, Michigan. About 33 miles from the repeater. My name is Bob. Oh, Robert, excuse me.
Copy that. I didn't clearly hear. Are you in a mobile or a base? I am on a base station.
I'm on a handheld walkie-talkie, portable, whatever, how you want to phrase it. Yeah. 10-4, WRFK 359.
Copy that. I heard you're on a walkie-talkie size radio. You're still coming in pretty good being that far from a repeater.
Yeah, that's what I think it's got to do with the height on the repeater. Because it's on the Renaissance Center. I think it's the biggest, tallest one there is. So it might be that.
10-4. Copy that. I am on my second base station radio as my first one smoked out on the first day, and even the new one's got a few bugs in it. So I'm really curious as to how I'm getting out. Thank you.
You sound really good. This is a little bit tiny hissing. But you're getting out good. You might have to check your match on your radio. It might be way off. Because I remember one time I had a bad match on a walkie-talkie one time, and the battery was getting really hot on my hand. 10-4.
Yeah, copy that. Back in the day, I think we called it station drift.
Yeah, all right, we're ready to pull out here. WRFK 359, north end of the line, got Robert.
We're
clear on your final,
10-4. WRPB 448, I'll be monitoring and standing by.
Station
448, this is WRH, WRX540, checking in.
WRPB 448, I copy you loud and clear.
That's awesome. I was just down here for a day trip to pick up a vehicle from a repair shop, so I'll probably be leaving the coverage area soon.
Yeah, I'm transmitting from a base station in Holly Township. This is my second base radio. My first one smoked out. The new one seems to be working okay. Few bugs, and I'm reading clear, eh?
I'm currently on M15. I'll be turning left onto Birch Run Road. And I'm just on a UV5R, or UV5G with a tuned antenna.
Well, you sound pretty good. You're loud and clear, like you're next door to me. And, well, you're not too terribly far. But, yeah, very good.
Like I said, I'm not really familiar with the area, but it was good to make the contact, and once again, this is WRX X540.
This is WRPB448. I appreciate making the contact as well, and have a safe trip, sir.
WRPB448 monitoring. WRPB448 standing by.
WIZX 218, listening.
WRPB 448, copy, do you read me?
Wall to wall, the treetop tall there, 448.
Copy that. You're sounding pretty good. What's your 20?
Mile north of Willow Run Airport. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at right across the street from Mount Holly.
Roger that. You're talking off the point repeater there and over?
Negative. I believe I'm on a different repeater. This is only my second day transmitting. I smoked out a base station on the first day, and I'm having some issues with the recent one today. I'm about 20 miles away from the repeater.
All right.
to that. You must be on the new Mayville one then, right? Over. Lost you there, 448. You got scratchy and faded out. You're breaking up.
Waterford 550 repeater.
Roger that. Okay, I heard you that time. Waterford 550.
My current antenna is about 23 feet high.
There, copy that. I'm about 30 myself, over.
You transmitting from a base or mobile or a handheld?
This is a base, KG-1000, 50 watts, over.
Copy that. I'm looking to go about another fiber with a ground plane on my end as soon as I'm able to get up there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're just a little scratchy and coming in and out sometimes, but you're readable, over.
Yeah, this is my replacement radio, and again, the beep function didn't work on it out of the box, and I'm wondering if there's a problem with the microphone on this new radio. Copy?
You sounded pretty good that time. It didn't break up and have a static in the background. You sounded pretty good that time. So it could be, I don't know. Go over all your settings and stuff. Make sure it's plugged in good. If there's got some mic gain on it, turn that down just a little bit and try it, over.
Copy that. Very good. I appreciate the contact. I'll be monitoring. This is W48. Have a good day.
Roger that. WRZX 218. Worst listening. On the frequency, over. And out.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring.
WRPV 448 for Sheboygan. Do you copy?
WRZP 544, yes sir, I have you. We're going to say 5x7, a little bit of static, but you are readable, sir.
Copy that. I'm playing around with my second base station, and again, having a few issues. I'm glad I am copying, though.
Roger that. I copied the mail earlier. And like the gentleman suggested, check connections, read the book there, and of all things, watch MSWRs. And plenty of people on here that will help you, many knowledgeable people, and pleasure speaking with you today. WRZP 544, clear on your final, sir.
Contact, this is WRPB 448, clear.
WSBT 760, monitoring.
WSAF 413, monitoring.
WRPB 448 radio check.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County. I have you loud and clear, sir.
Good afternoon. I might have made contact with you on a different repeater, quite possibly.
Correct. You are loud and clear and crystal clear, sir.
Very good. New radio day. Very good to hear. You're coming in loud and clear, too, sir. This is my first time on the Flint 725 repeater. Copy?
Copy. I'm in Sheboygan County here, as I say. And again, you're loud and clear, crystal clear. Enjoy your GMR experience and welcome to the channel, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the new contact. I will be monitoring. This is WRPB 448.
Enjoy your GMR's experience. WRZP 544, we are monitoring as well.
Enjoying the day, just keeping the radio,
goes
by. How about
Plains, brother. It's a beautiful 79 degrees, southwest 4 knots, and plenty of sunshine today. So we're definitely digging and grooving on it. Enjoy your day and be safe out there always. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm heading up that way to Frederick here on Thursday. Let's see if I can't try and catch some of that repeater. What's the number? 625? Mr. Boykin?
Check, check. You got it. I've been, like, headed as far as just coming into Wolverine there, Roger.
I believe it's 675. Just keep it right on Macomb, and you'll work it just fine. I guess I broke it.
Yeah, copy that. I was just making sure that was a 65 because checking on the GRMS website, my GRMS, see the 625 on there. I want to make sure that the number was when I go out there checking around.
Well, if you're talking about Sheboygan, I believe Sheboygan's 675, so there's that.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Frederick and the Division Dealer, and I should be on the MyGRMS, because the only thing I know over in the Sheboygan area is the Simplex node that I see on the MyGRMS. I just figured what the number was. He said 625. That's all.
Okay, I don't know about anything not MIA. I thought you were referring to the one that Bob is on. That one is an MIA repeater on 675. I can't speak to anything else, so. Okay, well, good luck. Hope you find what you're looking for.
Yeah, I was looking for the MIA. I just didn't see anything up there on 675 frequency on the MyGMS for the MIA.
I mean, I don't know, he might not. That's the only one that I don't maintain, so I don't know who's maintaining that, if it's on there at all. Might not be on my GMRS. Go to mi8.systems, mi8.systems, and that'll show you, you know, that's the actual MI8-sponsored dashboard.
Yeah, copy that. Thanks, appreciate it.
Murray, WRC Wi-Fi 65.
The floor is yours.
According to mygmrs.com, in conjunction with the MI8, Macomb 675 and Sheboygan 675 are listed on mygmrs.com. However, the Sheboygan repeater's got a little yellow flag on it for some reason, but the repeater is functioning. So I don't know what that little flag is, and I haven't looked at this in a long time. But on my GMRS, the entire MI8 network is listed on there. I just have it in my favorites.
All right, well, like I said, I don't, I take care of Detroit, Saginaw. I think I'm doing Mayville as well for Paul, you know, Bay City, Saginaw, and Mayville. And Fred takes care of Flint. He's got that one up to date. I just don't know who's maintaining Sheboygan, and I don't know what the yellow triangle means. So you'll have to investigate. Because that's a new one to me.
Sheboygan, according to my spreadsheet, is 998 up there. Are you familiar with that one?
I don't know what that means. What's 998 mean?
WRKU 998?
Oh, I don't know the gentleman personally. He's, I mean, we've talked a couple of times, but, I don't know him, and he's obviously maintaining his own page, so I just can't speak to it as well.
Okie dokie. I'll let you go. And that's the information I have. Sorry, catch up with you later. WRCY 565.
I just wanted to make it clear that the MI8 machine up there in Sheboygan is on 675. So if you got Macomb programmed in your radio, you just leave it on Macomb when you're up there, and you'll be working just fine. That's the only point I wanted to make. So these things have a tendency to wander off and to lollygag around and do all sorts of weird turns, but that was the only point I wanted to make. So thanks for the backup.
Well, just as much as my boo-boo, because I didn't hear the whole thing from the beginning, and I had the volume down because I was on the phone just a few minutes ago. So okie dokie, we're all good. Again, have a good afternoon. WRCY 565 will be listening.
WSTC 760, appreciate the information, fellas. Yeah, I was just poking around the mic here. I'm on the map viewing. I didn't see nothing up there, but I knew Bob was connected. I couldn't figure out which frequency, because I see the one Grayling, and then the right of Grayling, I get a sound. So I didn't search out for repeaters. I was just looking on the map and find out if they have a microphone. So, I'm just curious. I'll check out the 675 and 65. Appreciate all the information, fellas. WSTC. All
right. All right, there was a double in there. You pretty much carried the day. The other one, I could just tell there was somebody else in there. So whoever else that was in there, go ahead.
The only thing I'll add to that is there is a repeater in Sheboygan on 62, I'm sorry, Petoskey, but it's standalone. It isn't in the MI8 system, and it's simplex only up there.
A simplex repeater? Oh, I mean, I've heard of them. That's got to be annoying.
I've only heard two other people on there in the past 6 months, so if that gives you any indication.
Yeah, in order to do a simplex repeater, you'd have to store and then, you know, record and then play back. So every transmission would have to play, you'd have the transmission going in, they would store it, and then they would transmit it out after you unkey. That's the only way I've ever heard of a simplex repeater. Yeah, that's weird.
That's above my pay grade, brother.
All right, well, it's wild.
Two stainless steel tin cans and Kevlar with string between them.
90% of the computers out there.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Fly to your Wi-Fi 65.
So you never know. Bob, you just never know. I can't speak to it. So all I know is I know a bit about the ones that we maintain. And a very, very little bit about a very, very select few others. All right. Catch you later. Enjoy your day. I'm almost to my destination. WRUU 850.
I made one of my meaningless quick comments that I doubled over Sean's last transmission, but it came through most of it, I guess. So I apologize to Sean and WRCY 565. We're going to go back to doing some technician license testing. Everybody have a good afternoon. WRCY 565.
WRNW 32 dial monitoring.
WRZB 736 monitoring. Haven't been on in a while. I've been a little busy. How's everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing, 736? The name's Tim here. Yeah, I'm just out here doing a little yard work myself, and yeah, it's starting to spit a bit, but I'm over in Clinton Township, but it's starting to feel good. Hopefully it'll cool it off.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Merle. I'm just on my way home from Sterling Heights, South Lyon, jumping on 696 right now. It was spitting a little bit earlier, but now that I'm driving down the road, hasn't gotten any rain yet, but the route home says that tropical storm might affect my route, so we'll see how she goes.
I copy that. I say scattered showers for today. I guess the big storm's going to hit tomorrow, most of the day, I guess, from what I'm hearing on the news. But they're not always right. They're over.
Yeah, that's sure, for sure. Like they always say.
Oh, you must be on the freeway already. Starting to break up a little bit.
Yep, I'm on the freeway. Just coming up on 75 now.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I guess some of the low spots there under the bridges and stuff could get a little scratchy. But get back clear again. But yeah, it's going to be a nice, every day is a nice day, I guess. I try to enjoy most of it. And when that cold stuff comes back, that's when I don't like it.
Yeah, I guess every day if we're on the right side of the...
Yeah, that's for sure. You're on the right side, that for sure. All right, man. Nice talking to you. Maybe we'll talk again. I got to start writing numbers down here so I can remember. I'm bad with names and numbers there. Over.
Yeah, same here. All right, man. You have a good day. WRZP 736, back monitoring.
All right, 736. Be careful out there on the road. Hopefully talk to you another time. WRNW 329 listening.
WSDC 647, this is WRVG 829.
This is WSDC 647, go ahead.
Hey Dad, how's it going today?
Quietly.
Looks like we're getting ready to have some rain for tomorrow. Hopefully it won't be a big washout and we'll still be able to continue with our plans tomorrow evening.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the radar lately, but it's apparently a hurricane that came up through the Gulf.
Yeah, or what's left of it anyway. It's downgraded way down to a tropical storm, and now it's just the moisture waves, the outer bands are getting to us right about now, I guess. And then sometime after 11 p.m. tonight or midnight, the heavier stuff's going to come in. We might get 2-3 inches of rain from what I'm seeing.
Guess I better get my water wings out, huh?
Well, I wouldn't advise that, but you might want to dig up an umbrella. I wouldn't go swimming in 2 or 3 inches of water. That might not be good.
Well, now you got me laughing.
Well, everybody seems to be on board for coming to see you tomorrow night, so plan on everything coming off according to schedule. And if anything changes because of the weather, we'll try to let you know as soon as possible. But I think it's going to work out anyway.
Now, you said that was about 5:30, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to get there at like 5:45 or 6 o'clock, something like that.
Okay, whatever. I'll be ready to go. You're going to pick me up, right?
Yep, that's the plan. We'll swing by and pick you up, and then other people are just going to meet us there at the destination.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. I think a good time will be had by all.
All right, well, then I plan on seeing you tomorrow, and in the meantime, I'm going to get off the radio here and see if I can figure out what I'm working on here at work. So I'll talk with you again soon.
Okay, Jeff, so I'll talk to you later. This is WSDC 647 standing by and looking for WSDC 647 Unit 1. Unit 2, I'm sorry.
The RBG 829 standing by.
Nothing further being heard, this is WSDC 647 signing off and out.
Four 80, I hear you out there, but I got a lot of bacon fry in there. I'm over in Clinton Township, over.
I heard you come scan on it. So you're 1842.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm about a mile from the Bob Clemens repeater. Talking on a handheld. This is WRNW329.
WSBC 277. WSDF 772 mobile.
Looking for WRS 476.
They got there.
This is Buddy Ed over here on Island Drive.
Yeah, I copy you. I'm out here, Hall Road 94. We're heading back to the island now.
I'll have a cold push light waiting for you when you get back on the drive.
I copy. I'll see you soon. WSAN 476.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Happy birthday, WSPF.
Thank you, buddy.
Island Head, ETA, 5 minutes. WSAM 476.
This is WIUG 48. WIUU 850, WIUG 48.
WRUA 456, your radio's working and you're getting in the repeater.
Thank you. I'm just mobilizing, that's why.
WSDT 760, I hear you loud and clear, 488. How you doing, Jack?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you? I've just been busy all day, that's why, in the house, and outside the house, that's all. I've been very busy, moving things around and all that stuff. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I figured as much. I hadn't heard from you too much on the rain. I figured, oh, he's out there doing that grass cutting again out there. How's the rain over there? I'm out here in Macomb now, and no rain, but cloudy skies and not 100 degrees.
Well, it's raining here, so I don't know why it's raining. Well, I guess the weather is that way. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Good to hear from you, Jack. I hear about one more stop left. It's about to head back to the building and go home for some dinner.
Good, I'm glad for you going home. It's past 7 o'clock, it's almost 8 o'clock. Yeah, you're really time to go home anyhow. All right, Josh, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. Talk to you a little bit, WIUG 48.
Copy that, 488, WSDT 760, standing by monitoring.
WRPB 448, standing by monitoring as well.
There's two stations at the same time.
WRPB 448, monitoring.
WIUU 850, WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG
48,
copy.
I copy you loud and clear. 5x5.
WIUG 488 is clear.
WRPB 448, clear.
Yeah, 448, what is your location?
I'm over here on the Quinder and 18 Mile.
Over.
Copy that. I'm near Mount Holly in Holly Township where it's all woods.
Are you on 675 repeater or 725 Flint repeater?
I am currently on 725 Flint repeater.
You're sounding good. You must have a good antenna and good radio. Over.
Not for sure yet. This is my second radio, and I'm going to put my antenna 5 more feet higher with a ground plane soon.
You don't mind asking, what kind of antenna do you have out there?
Well, it was a $26 Amazon antenna, some name I can't really pronounce, very inexpensive.
Not a base station antenna, is it?
I'm not sure. It's only about 18 inches. It's a fiberglass whip about the thickness of my thumb.
What kind of radio you have? I'm on a DB20G.
As I had mentioned, my first radio smoked out. I liked it. They sent me the new one today. It's the Radiodity DB40G.
I have Radiodity DB20G. That's what I'm on right now.
Very good. You're coming in loud and clear on that.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a driving pickup truck, so I have a good antenna. That's why. Over.
Yeah, my mobile radio is a Motorola, so it's kind of stuck on narrowband, and I've got the ghost antenna on it. It seems to receive really well, and it works really good for simplex. Haven't tried it on a repeater yet.
Get you a Nagoya antenna is better. Nagoya 770.
Copy that. I've got a Nagoya. I'm not sure what number it is, but I had it hooked up to my Bofang. I have that in the truck.
Yeah. And put that Radiodity DB40. It works really good if you put it in the car. Roger.
Copy that. I would most for sure take this with me on a road trip. That and my President CB are my two favorite radios.
Now, there's a lot of JMRS out there right now. Anyhow, if you look, there's almost same amount the ham radio
count. Roger.
Copy that. I work at a local hardware store, and I wear my radio while I'm in the store, and I get a lot of comments from customers that are also entering the GMRS hobby. Over.
GMRS is going to be very popular, believe me, and all over. And last, you know, every month, you got 100 new people coming in. Every month was. That's why it got to almost the same as ham radio count.
Copy that. There's a lot of people on YouTube I follow that are into GMRS radios as well. I think that's also attributing to the explosion in people using the system.
Well, we got the best system here in Michigan. All six repeaters connect together.
That's very good. My friend owns the repeater in Ortonville. I just lost his tone numbers, though. I don't know where I put them. I'm going to have to call him. And I'm like literally 2 or 3 miles from that repeater.
WSBT 760, I've got a question on that Ortonville.
Go for question.
Are you talking about the repeater you said in Ortonville? You mean like the Mayville Tower? Is that what you're talking about?
Not exactly sure where he's located. I'm friends with the guy's sister. I know that I haven't talked to him in about a year. I do have his phone number. I'll probably get more specifics on that soon. He's on a repeater page, repeater.net or whatever it is.
Because I'm in Oxford, and I'm like right in between with my 5-watt. I'm in between the Flint and Macomb repeater. But I'm picking up the Mayville, which is 600. Then there's a Mayville 550. You might be picking up one of those nodes. Those are the two frequencies that I pick up in Oxford off of 24 in like Drainer area. The Mayville's got two towers, the 600 and the, which is the Michigami, and then the 550, which is part of the MIA. There's a Waterford one, which is also 550, but I haven't been able to connect to that one.
Yeah, I was on the Waterford 550 earlier, and that one is harder for me to hit than the one in Flint, even though it's closer. I think I've got tree obstruction.
Yeah, copy that. I just, when you mentioned Ortonville, I'm like, well, crap, I'm really close to Ortonville, but I haven't been able to catch it. Although I wasn't really scanning while I was at home to see if there was something going on in Ortonville.
That I'm pulling up the page right now with his information. Stand by.
Copy that.
So I'm on my destination, so I talk to you. Good talking to you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 38 clear.
Thank you very much. You have a good evening as well. WRPB 448 standing by. I'm still currently pulling up that location.
WRUA 456.
RPB 448, the information on the Ortonville repeater is GERM 625. Estimated range 10 miles. The tone is unlisted. Permission required. Ortonville, Michigan is all it shows for a printed location. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. Frequency 625 with the tone unlisted. I would definitely be interested to find out more about this. I'm at work at the moment. I won't be able to write anything down, but maybe I'll check back with you a little bit to get more information on that, maybe tomorrow or whatever.
Copy that. What I'm looking at right now, real quickly, the repeater owner may contact you to decide whether to approve your request and keep your contact information as part on file by FCC records. It's just an email address. In a phone number that you would put in, and I guess Jeremy would give you a call. That's what I'm reading. Over.
Yeah, copy that. How do I get that phone number or the email so I can send him an email or what have you?
Right now, the information I'm looking at is on mygmrs.com, and under the station information, there's a spot you can click on it to request permission, and then it takes you to a routing page that that you would look at and contact you by phone, I would imagine.
Are you using the MyGMRS app or on the website? Because I didn't see nothing for a 625 in Ortonville area on the app. I have to pull up. I gotta pull up when I get to my next stop. See what if the website pulls up that address.
I'm currently on my computer at my radio bench. I don't do a lot of stuff with my phone anymore, for obvious reasons. Over.
I need about 2 minutes if I get back to you real quick. Hang on.
WRUA 456 to the gentleman with a Motorola stuck in narrowband.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
WSDH380 monitoring.
WRKG 40 WRCY 565 calling. WRKG 480 from WRCY 565. WRCY 565 is clear.
WRPB 448, standing by and monitoring.
WSET 760 to 448, go on.
WRPB 448, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the 760 that one, the guy in Oxford, wanted to know if he had some resolution. Now, I'm in my car and I got a piece of paper and whatnot. How I can get in touch with the guy that the with the Ordinville repeater. Over.
Yeah, I was just online and submitted a request through his repeater page for information, and obviously that was just a few moments ago. I wouldn't expect to hear much more back from him yet today, although I am checking my inbox. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going on my phone now, checking the MyGRMS website on the map function to see if I can find this repeater. Over. Stand by.
See that, standing by.
Okay, yeah, I see that the germ 625 to medic 2572. Yeah, I requested it back in 5/18/2024. And I haven't received a response back at all. I don't know if he just doesn't check it. He probably doesn't check the mygms.com or however that works, the GMS. I'm about to give him an email or something. But I requested a while ago, and I haven't received anything back yet. So if you hear something, I would love to hear what the result on that is. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I have his personal phone number. With him being a paramedic, I don't, you know, really want to bother him too much, but if I don't hear anything back through the email, I'll give him a call. Also, if you're ever in the Ordinville Ace Hardware, that's where I work. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sure you're on pretty daily, though, I think. I've heard you before, the 448. You come actually pretty loud over the repeater, very clear and very loud. And so I recognize, remember you saying you were in Holly from the woods, so I think you're pretty much on at least once or twice a week. Over.
Copy that. That's good to hear. If you're ever in the hardware store, look me up. My name is Kurt. And again, if I can get some resolution through Jeremy on his repeater, I will forward to you. If you could very slowly repeat your call sign so I can write it down on my contact sheet, that would be appreciated. Over.
Yeah, sure. It's WSCT 760. Name is Josh. Josh Stickney. And give you an email or a phone number, whichever is easier also as well. What's up, whatever's up, you know, up for you. Easier for you. Over.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to put that information out over the airwaves, but I'm usually not on my phone that often, but I can give you my phone number if you'd like that. Over.
Yeah, I don't mind. The people that are on these repeaters, like my type of people. My phone number is 248-917-4500. and shoot me a text, call, whichever. And if you hear anything back from that German 625 repeater out there in Orangeville, I'd much appreciate it. Over.
I've got 248917, and I didn't get the last four.
Yeah, 248-917-4500.
Copy that. Are you ready? I'll give you my number. Standing by.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a paper here.
All right, this is Kurt, K-U-R-T, 248-933-6520. Over.
Copy that, Kurt. Got you loud and clear. Got good numbers. Last four digits, 6520. Yeah, if you hear something, shoot me a text. I'll catch you on the airwaves, whichever is easiest. Because I'd like to connect that too. to my area, and I'd like to, you know, get in touch with the people and close to, you know, where I live. Kind of like the same concept you got it.
Copy that. I'll forward any information when it comes in. Again, if you're ever at the Ortonville Ace Hardware, I'm there Sunday night, Monday night, and Wednesday night. Copy.
Got a good copy on that, Kurt. Appreciate the information, and definitely appreciate the good words and when you talk to your buddy and throw in my call sign out there to try and get the approval. So I appreciate everything. And WSCP 760, I am clear and monitoring.
Thank you for the contact. This is awesome. This is WRPB 448, standing by and monitoring. Over.
Our transmissions in honor of Professor Don, who is no longer with us. Just who are you standing by?
WSBY 676, Mines and Channel.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUU 850. WIUG 48.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Well, Sean, I haven't heard you in a couple of days, except this morning. I just want to see how you're doing and how's everything.
Doing good, Jack. Doing good. How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, except, you know, I have the garage has to be straight, and I have a big shed. And it has to be straight. I have two lawnmowers over there not working. And trying to mess around with them. And that's been all day since yesterday and today. Half the day. Over.
Well, you're staying busy. That's good. So, yep. No, I was just sitting there putzing around a little bit with a phone device. And, kind of just winding down here, getting ready for bed. So, you planning on being up, you know, playing with the band openings and all that? I guess the bands have been smoking hot.
You're right. And that old man came back yesterday with, I don't know how, but he had a commercial radio. One of them Midland commercial radio, old days radio. And Dane was out there too yesterday. He said hello, and I told him I said hello too. And I just shouted for him. I guess he's not out there.
I don't know if I know Dan. You'll have to fill me in on that. But I've heard you a little bit here and there. I've been working, and yeah, I didn't want to get into conversation just to cut it off real short. So. That's mostly been it, but yeah, I've heard you out there talking a little here and there.
I just want to say hello, and how you doing, and if you need anything, let me know, and that's about it.
Okay, Jack, yep, no problem. We got to get together, man. Summer, we're halfway in the summer now, and we haven't had a get together, so we'll have to get together in the park, do a lark.
No problem at all, and you know that I always come by anyhow the park, wherever you guys go. Anyhow, well, Sean, good to hear from you. You take care, and you have a good evening. I'm gonna go to sleep too because I'm tired. I moved around too much yesterday.
Well, then you'll sleep good. So making me tired thinking about it. All right, Jack, we'll catch you later. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here and start winding down myself. Catch you later. WRUG 488.
WRUU 850.
Okay, John, good night. WIUU 850 from WIUG 48, clear.
Sure is quiet tonight. Delta, Quebec, 816, Lorain, Ohio, calling.
WIUG 48.
Hello, Jack. I got my license Friday, and I decided to use my first name instead of my middle name. And are you sounding good tonight, Jack?
The audio is good, but the room is cracky. The audio is very clear. Your voice, I mean, is very clear. Roger?
Hey, Roger, I can't do too much about that scratchiness, but is the modulation loud enough?
Yeah, it's enough. So how's the weather by you out that way?
Well, right now it's pretty cool. It was hot earlier today, but it's pretty cool right now, right beside Lake Erie here.
Over here in Rochester Hills, we had a couple of showers, and it lasted about maybe 10 minutes, and it cut off. And it came in another about 2 hours ago, another shower for 10 minutes and cut off again. Roger.
Yeah. Many people over here just got a little sprinkle and it quit. And then got another little sprinkle and it quit. That's all we got.
Oh, yeah, well, what are you going to do? Shower comes in, shower goes, and sunny come on. Sunshine comes on, and that's about it. Roger.
Roger that. We was at a baseball game at my grandson. He's 7 years old, and he was at
but the rest of us didn't hear it because there's a lot of, you know, interfering. I don't think that the weather out there by you guys out there, it's a clear weather out there. Roger?
Yeah, the weather here changes real quick. You never know what it's going to be. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but you know what? A chocolate always tastes good, Roger. Over.
Yeah, I don't know what it's set at. Everything has to be set on the inside. I have to take it to a technician because it's a commercial style radio.
Don't take it nowhere. Leave it alone. This is good enough. You're getting out really good. Roger?
Roger that. I've only got one tone in this radio, and it's for this frequency. I gotta take it down and get it set for some other repeaters, you know, with their tones, added in.
Now, let me tell you, when you do that, make sure, and this man, you don't need the Roger beep. Roger?
Yeah, this doesn't have a Roger beep anyway. It's got a button on here that when somebody calls, it'll beep your horn on your car.
Now he's telling me the beep the horn right now on that on your car or your neighbor's car?
No, I'm in the house, but there's a button you can hook up to a car. So if you're getting a call, it will honk the horn and let you know you're getting a call out in the car.
Danny, take care of that radio. That is a good radio. I never heard radio like that. In the old days, I seen the radios in the car, and they have a light. When that light is flashing, okay, and that means the radio is on, somebody wants you. And I seen a lot of people at the old days about, I would say in the 80s or 90s, I seen those radios like that in their car. The flashing light goes off, it was a green flashing light. And they go on. And people know that the radio is going off.
Yeah, this one is from the late 70s and early 80s. That thing is heavy. It weighs about 11 pounds.
Oh, you gotta eat some Cheerios, that way you can pick it up.
I ordered two of these, and they were supposed to be programmed, but the guy only programmed this one and didn't get it fully programmed. I'll have to take it somewhere else to you know, to get all the other stuff put in.
Does that mean you cannot do it on the computer, Roger?
Yeah, he can do it on the computer, but he has to borrow or rent the cord or whatever you call it and the software to do it on the computer. And a lot of it is really old stuff. Not everybody can do it with the old stuff.
Well, I guess you're right. Not anybody can do it. A lot of people, they don't know how to do it. They do it the hand way. You know, push button. And a lot of them knows, not a whole lot of them knows how the computer works either these days. Roger?
Yeah, sometimes it takes, you have to use a really old computer to run the software on it, you know, because the old computers were different, you know, the very old ones.
For example, like Windows 10. Windows 10, that's a really, really old. Windows 8 is older too. And it still operates, some of them may operate. Roger?
Yeah, some of the old computers were never hooked to the internet. You know, that was before the internet, and you know, computers were all different, and sometimes it takes a special computer to run that software and program it in.
How do you operate the train at that time? What do you have to do? I heard a lot of people say they have to put charcoal all the time to make it keep going. Is that right?
Well, ours were diesel, and all you had to do was you had forward and reverse, and you had the lower brake that was for the main engine and the upper brake for all the rest of the cars. And that was all there was to it. I mean, you just had a forward and backward control.
I see what you're saying. How about that train flipped over about, what, 6 months ago or something like that? How did that happen?
Where was that at?
In Ohio.
Well, I tell you what they're doing now is they're getting rid of a lot of railroad workers. Because they're putting like three trains on one, and you go over a couple of hills, and the cars stretch out, and then they come back and hit together and stretch out, and sometimes they just bounce right over the tracks. I mean the engine is pulling way too many cars.
I mean, less people are getting on the engine train.
Instead of having three engines, you know, with engineers and the conductor, they have one engine pulling three times as many railroad cars, and that's dangerous. All the railroad guys said that was dangerous, but the people in the office said that we were just saying that, you know.
I see what you're saying. Well, I'm going to back it out of here for a little bit because it may be somebody use the frequency or the, this frequency. I will talk to you a little bit later on tonight or tomorrow. You take care and you have a good night. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488. I'll catch you a little bit later on, hopefully. I'm going to be on here for a while. I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec, 816, Lorraine. I'll catch you later. Is there anyone else on the channel? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec, 816, Lorraine, Ohio, calling.
tell you one thing. Now you're sounding a lot better sitting next to me. That's what it sounds like. And it clear out everything. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, sometimes the conditions get a little better and sometimes they get a little worse. I've got a long distance to go before I hit that repeater over there. I think I'm hitting that repeater over there in Detroit.
That 625 repeater, that's where you're hitting. It's on top of the tall tree. It's the tall, the very tall tree that repeater is. Roger?
Roger that. My signal has to travel a long ways before it gets there. My signal might not always sound the best.
Yeah, and that radio, it's a good radio. Don't give it out at all. Roger.
Roger that. When it was new, it cost $6,000.
A lot of dough, $6,000. A lot of dough at that time.
I got it for $39, though. People are giving them away now. They just put them on eBay and they sell them for $25, $30, $35, $40. That's all, you know.
I see what you're saying. So you still cannot get nobody out of Cleveland at all?
No, I don't have the tones programmed into this radio. I just have the one tone for this one. And the guy didn't finish programming everything into this one, so I gotta take it somewhere and get the tones programmed in so I can get to the other repeaters around here.
I see what you're saying. Well, we're going to stand by for short. Anyhow, WIUG 488, clear.
I ordered another one, and it's got the tones. Somebody put a tone mod onto the top of it. So that one, I can adjust, I can change the tones on the outside instead of just being on the inside.
So that's what happened, huh? You still got the other one too?
I gave the other one, I had two of them, and one was not programmed at all. I gave it to a buddy of mine. He wants to get into GMRS, so I gave it to him. What a lot of the people do, they sell these radios for like $25, $30, and they take the microphones off and sell them for $70.
Why do you take the microphones off?
Say again?
Why they take the microphones off the radio?
They think the microphones are more valuable than the radios.
I don't know. How do you buy the radio without a microphone? I never heard that one. And that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, but that's the way they sell them. You can't hardly buy one with a microphone, and then you have to buy one of those separately for a high price. But I bought a microphone for $15. So I ordered that one, and it doesn't have a microphone, but I paid $15 for a microphone. I already have it to put on that radio.
No, the other day you want to test a different microphone, but it didn't work that good. I heard you, but it was not like this one. This one, it works 100% better. But I just...
Yeah, that's funny. This is a very old-looking microphone. It looks all beat up, and the other one looks almost brand new. I don't know why it doesn't work very good. If it doesn't work good on that other radio, I'll have to find another one and buy it.
What do you got to do to find another one? You got to go to swap shops and find another one?
No, I have to look on YouTube or someplace like that or call some radio companies, maybe Midland Repair Shop or something, and get one from them, but they're selling those for, you know, $70 or more.
It's very expensive for a microphone, $70. I don't know, I would not pay $70 for a microphone, that's for sure. Roger?
Well, it's not too bad if you pay $25 for the radio. I paid $25 for the radio, and even if I have to pay quite a bit for the microphone, it's not too bad.
Tell you one thing, the radios, they're good radios. Those Midland radios, the old one, the commercial one. Roger?
Roger, a lot of people are trying to buy these now, and they're getting really good deals on the radios, but they have to pay through the nose for the microphones.
They don't make the microphones no more. Don't the people know that?
Yeah, that's why they charge more.
Now, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, is it going to be sunshine tomorrow by you guys out that way?
I'm not sure. My wife was supposed to check and see on her phone, but she never did tell me what it's supposed to be.
Tomorrow is going to rain here. It says 95% is going to rain here in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to rain here. I don't think so, because it rained already here today. I mean, some of the other cities got a lot of rain. We just got just a little bit.
Today it was 84 degrees here, and tomorrow it's going to drop down to 71 degrees.
Well, that's pretty good. You know something funny? My oldest son used to be my boss at the railroad.
Let me ask you, how many hours did you work at that railroad? How many hours do you work a day? Like 8 hours or 10 hours?
Well, I worked in the yard, and it was I used to work 12 hours. 12 hours for 4 days 1 week, and 12 hours 3 days the next week. That was a pretty good schedule, but I worked in the yard. My son used to work for Norfolk Southern, and he was like a long-haul truck driver. He was gone all the time, and even when he got off, he just got off where he'd get in a motel and sleep, and then later on they'd pick him up to go get on another